And welcome back. Joined right now by Wayne Coulson, who is with the Coulson Group. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And if you don't recognize the name, you might recognize the airplane, the Martin Mars Flying Boat, which made quite a splash yesterday.
We did. We came up with our 7,200 gallons on Lake Winnebago and shared it with the crowd.
Thank you so very much. That was incredible to see. You know, we've heard about how quickly it drops all the water out, and you've seen videos, but to see it in person is absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, we flow that water out of 2,200 gallons a second in 2.3 seconds. That load is gone.
It is amazing. Now, you've been to this show before, haven't you?
This is our first time at the show, and we are so pleased to be here. And thank you so much for the hospitality at Oshkosh. Your team is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. We're glad to have you here and have the Martin Mars here. But your company is more than just the Martin Mars.
We are. We are a firefighting company. We operate three C-130s currently down in Southern California, a big fire out of Santa Marina, and operate heavy lift helicopters. So we operate Sikorsky S-61s and have for 32 years, operate between the United States, Canada, and down into the Australian marketplace.
And you're based in Canada?
We are. We're out of beautiful Port Alberni, Vancouver Island, British Columbia.
And now, if I understand this correctly, aerial firefighting is probably even more important in Canada than it is in the United States. Obviously, the wildfires and things, but for some of the remote locations, you're the fire department.
Yeah, you know, actually, I would say that, you know, Southern California in the wildfire marketplace is the Super Bowl of firefighting. That's where, you know, a lot of the market is actually. BC, our market is usually about 90 days a year versus that California are almost into 10, 12 months a year now.
Wow. And what do you have in the fleet? You said the C-130s?
We've got three C-130s working with the U.S. Forest Service. We have currently have some S-61s working with the U.S. Forest Service as well. And then what we do is we pack up at late October, and we put everything on the ship, or we head down to the Australian market. We operate out of New South Wales with one C-130 starting in September, and we have the other ones heading down in late December. So we'll have the fleet down there. So we roll between countries.
And you are considered one of the premier firefighters, aerial firefighters in the world.
Well, thank you very much.
That's just not from your website, but that's what I've read in other places as well. So, and we do appreciate you bringing the big old flying boat here. I mean, that was
Incredible. Yeah, it's an amazing aircraft. You know, to think that machine was built, you know, a slide rule and a pencil in 1930s and went into production in early 40s. And started working for the U.S. Navy between the coast of California and out to the Hawaiian Islands in 45. You know, that's amazing. Here we are at Oshkosh today, 71 years later.
What is the what's the wingspan?
Wingspan is 200 feet. And, you know, these Mars have many world records that they've retained over time. The Philippine Mars that we have back home, it packed 301 military folks from Alameda, California, down to San Diego, which was the record of broken by that was the 747.
Right. So after military service, where did the airplanes end up?
So in about 58, you know, up in our neck of the woods in British Columbia, Canada, we had many, many big, big fires. And the existing fleet in those days that were the PBYs and the smaller tankers weren't getting the job done. So a gentleman by the name of Dan McIver had a vision to go and hunt down these five giants and purchased them and brought them back into BC, and they started firefighting in 1960 up in Vancouver Island.
Amazing. So a four engine, what do you happen to know what the fuel burn is at cruise?
I know exactly what the fuel burn is. When we're going to a fire, and we're in cruising, pre-scoop is about 400 gallons an hour. Once we get scooping, we're running at 700 gallons an hour. And when we're working really hard at doing about 4 to 5 turns an hour, we're at 1,000 gallons an hour.
Amazing.
So we need to make sure we got fuel on hand. And, you know, that's part of the fun of moving a 71-year-old airplane around the world. In the world of wildfires, you know, we have to have such a big infrastructure to go with us to keep it airworthy.
And, right. And with it being a flying boat, you can't just land on land and taxi up to a gas pump.
Well, you can, but you only do it once.
That's right. So how do you refuel?
So what we do is we carry with us, we have a 12,000-gallon tanker that goes with us. We have a maintenance trailer, 53-foot NASCAR truck and trailer that we brought here to the show today. People can have a look at. We have our maintenance boat that we carry with us that we guys can get to the motors with a platform in it. We have a Prevost bus to keep the crew cool during the summer, those 100-degree days. So at the end of the day, you know, we're on a traveling roadshow.
Amazing, amazing. Now, you just mentioned maintenance. floating maintenance, that has got to be a challenge. I mean, first of all, it's a challenge to work on old engines to begin with, but when you're bobbing up and down in the water, it's got to make it even more difficult.
Well, it's great enough for the snap-on tools, I'll tell you. We lose a lot in the water. But you're exactly right. You know, and typically when we go, we're on duty 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So in that airplane, typically we'll fly 6 to 8 hours, and then we bring our maintenance crew in, and they start about 7 o'clock in the evening, and they'll go to 7 o'clock the next morning. So we have lights and stands and air compressors and everything a guy needs to take his Warbird on the road.
Amazing. And we're talking with Wayne Colson from the Colson Group and the folks who brought the Martin Mars here. To give you a little perspective, Wayne mentioned the 200-foot wingspan. So if you've seen the B-29 Fifi on the Boeing Centennial Plaza, she's got about 140-foot wingspan. So that's 30 more feet on either side of that. It's just incredible, and you get feeling for how big it is when you see it fly by, but it's even more impressive when you're up close to it.
It is, and we'd like to thank the folks at Oshkosh for making it available to the working people here. We're giving tours. Although we've sold out, we're trying to get extra room for everybody that wants to see and go tour the airplane, because it is it's like a flying museum.
I'll bet. So in typical operations, as you're doing a fire run, walk us through what happens.
So typically we're in a stack. So we'll go into the fire zone at about 3,000 feet. We'll wind down into about 1,000 where we'll pick up a lead plane. The lead plane will take us in over the drop, and he'll put a puff of smoke where he wants the load to go. So we'll come in, and typically we're about 200 feet above the treetops. And when we hit that puff of smoke, out goes the load.
And something that I heard yesterday was that you're not trying to go fast when you're doing this, and you're not high. You want to be at a certain sort of a sweet spot of altitude and airspeed.
There is. So for us, you know, we're very fortunate. That wing is so large on the aircraft, it almost looks like it's going to fall out of the sky. So we go into the approach at about 125 knots. We like to be about 200 feet AGL, and off we go.
Amazing. With the Martin Mars and it's sort of reaching the end of its useful life, being more than 70 years old already, you're into the C-130s and the helicopters. What other aircraft do you see maybe on the horizon as being aerial firefighters?
Well, we do have one that's very exciting to our program. We can't announce it yet, as we're just finalizing our relationship with our partner. But this time next year, everyone will see it flying around.
Excellent. Excellent. So when the Martin Mars does the water scoop, how long does it take to fill the tanks?
So we come into an approach into a water body. We take about 3 miles, okay. Our scooping lane. So what we'll do is we'll come in to the drop at about, hit the water about 90 knots. We slow it down to about 60, and then probes down, which are two little 8-inch scoops that come down out of the belly of the aircraft. 32 seconds, we ingest 7,200 gallons. We're probes up and full power. And then we just wait for her to lift off. So
okay.
we hit the water about 90,000 pounds, and we lift off at 155,000 pounds.
Wow. What's the minimum area that you can do a scoop? I mean, you've got 3 miles to make it, but you've got to approach and take off.
That's about 3 miles.
Okay.
So between our approach, probes down, scoop, and lift off.
So Lake Winnebago is an easy one for you.
Lake Winnebago is, yeah, one of our biggest water bodies we worked on. Of course, you know, we've scooped, being from the West Coast on an island, about 30% of our drops have been out of the ocean, too. So we carry two products in the airplane. We carry thermogel, which is a gel injected into the water. Makes it like a wet blanket. It's a suppressant. And we carry foam when we're scooping out of the ocean. So it's not unusual, because we fuel up for 8 hours, and then we just fly the island. We could fly multiple fires during that day.
Amazing. Are waves a consideration? Is there a limit to what you can land and scoop?
There is. I mean, it's more swells than it is chop. I mean, we can go into 4-foot chop with it. But you really worry about the distance between the swell. So when we're scooping down in San Diego, we were really mindful of those swells, because you don't want to get it porpoising, because it's not, wouldn't be a good thing.
Would not be pretty. And how long did it take you to get here?
So we were just under 9 hours
okay.
from the island. We have the Philippine Mars, of course, that we're working with the folks down at Pensacola. We'd love to retire that airplane there. And, we got 13 hours of fuel on the Philippines, so it'd be one shop stop, coast to coast.
Amazing. And just to give you, again, a perspective on that, you're talking about 12, 13 hours in an airplane. You can get up and walk around and stretch your legs during that, can't you?
Well, not only that, it's the only airplane on the planet still flying. You can walk inside the wing. So in the old days, going out to the Hawaiian Islands, you know, we burned 7 gallons of oil an hour. So they would have to shut one engine off, outboard off. Then the guy, the smallest crew member, would have to go out with his oil can and put some oil back in the engine. Then they'd fire back up, and he would go on the inboard, and they would do that to all 4 engines. So you can walk in the wing, and you can walk in the tail.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Even if you're not able to get people out for more tours because you sold out, but folks can still go to the seaplane base and see the airplane.
You can. They've got a nice spot set up down there in a viewing area. They were kind enough to put picnic tables around for people to have their lunch and visit. So we have a crew down there. We'd love to see you and have a visit with you.
Good. Grab the shuttle from the main grounds here, the seaplane base shuttle. They've got actually extra shuttle buses on board this year to take care of the crowds that are going down to see the Martin Mars. And you'll fly again this week. Another couple of demonstrations?
Yeah, we're back up again tomorrow.
Okay.
And Friday, Saturday night.
All right, we'll look forward. Wayne, appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and sightseeing at Oshkosh to join us this morning, but we do appreciate it, and thank you again for bringing that beautiful flying boat.
Great. Thank
you. We'll look forward to seeing it in the air again throughout the week here at Oshkosh.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
This show is supported by the CAF, whose mission is education, such that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. Visit the CAF tent on the southeast corner of Boeing Centennial Plaza or on the web at commemorativeairforce.org. And again, that's our show for today. I'm Steve Buss. This is From the Stand on EAA Radio.